Meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, we have any changes this evening?
No changes to the agenda.
All righty.
Excuse me. Make a motion, we approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the April 11, 2019 meeting.
If there are no suggestions, they could be as submitted.
Okay. I make a recommendation to approve the minutes as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. On to old business this evening. Looks like we have four items of old business. The first one being subdivision 2018-33, Overbrook Meadows West, Overbrook Acres LLC.
Mr. Chairman, before I make my motion, I just want to say that this was a learning process for me. So one of the things that I found out is to make sure you get all the information that you want, specifics, before you close the record. So, because I've been trying to figure out things based on information that I didn't have enough of. But I think we've worked this out so that I'm a property rights person, so people should be able to develop their land. I agree. But I just want to make sure that everything's done as safely as possible. So I think with what we've come up with, we've done the best we can. So with that said, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-33 for Overbrook Meadows West Overbrook Acres LLC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. The average lot size is 8,800 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have 82 lots on approximately 43.5 acres. This results in a density that is within the permitted density in the AR1 zone for a project within the environmentally sensitive developing area. Three, the proposed AR1 subdivision is consistent with nearby uses in the area, which include residential developments, smaller commercial and business uses in farmland. It is also an expansion of the 135-lot Overbrook Meadows subdivision that was approved in 2018, and it will be interconnected with that subdivision. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Seven, there are no state or federal wetlands located on the site. Eight, there will be active recreational amenities within the project, including a clubhouse and pool. Nine, the development will comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements, including expediting and contributing to the cost of the Route 1 Cave Neck Road grade separated interchange, which is a roadway improvement supported by DLDOT. This will result in improved vehicular movement and safety at that intersection. 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 82 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. D, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project, including the western boundary with the area set aside for future development or roadways. This buffer shall increase to 50 feet in areas where the development borders any land in agricultural use. No additional buffer is required on the north side where a buffer is already required under the conditions of subdivision 2018-10. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of these areas. E, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements, including contributions to the cost of the Route 1 Cave Neck Road grade separated interchange. In addition, the developer and DLDOT shall coordinate phasing of this development in conjunction with the construction of the grade separated interchange. The results of this coordination shall be noted on the final site plan. F, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer service. G, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. H, the roadway is designed as Cave Neck Road and Chapel Road connecting this subdivision to Route 1 and the roadway designated as Seco Drive, providing future interconnectivity to the south, shall be built to state specifications to be assumed by the state of Delaware for future maintenance and shall allow for interconnectivity with the parcels on either side of the roadway. The remainder of the street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. I, the development shall be served by its own on-site active amenities such as pool and clubhouse. As stated by the applicant, the clubhouse shall be at least 1,500 square feet in size. J, the developers shall complete all amenities prior to the issuance of the 41st residential building permit. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. L, as stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets in the development. M, construction and construction deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. There shall not be any construction or deliveries to the site on weekends due to the high volume of traffic on Route 1 in this area on the weekends. And the final site plan, the restrictive covenants, and all deeds to lots shall contain the legal notice that lands adjacent to this development are used for agricultural purposes within an agriculture preservation district. That notice, in the form of form and substance required by state law and county code, will advise future owners of the nearby agricultural uses which may create noise, odor, dust, and other activities associated with agricultural use and production. A revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning, NP. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion. Thank you, Mr. Robertson, for being so kind in helping me with that as much as you did.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of to approve subdivision 2018-33. Overbrook Meadows West, Overbrook Acres, LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2019-4, Sloan Family Properties.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2019-4 for Sloan Family Properties based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within an environmentally sensitive developing area and the AR1 agriculture residential zoning district. The applicant is seeking a subdivision having lots each consisting of a minimum of 20,000 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 11 single-family lots on approximately 7.75 acres. This results in a density of approximately 1.42 units per acre, which is below the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Three, the subdivision will not have a significant impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, the project will be served by central sewer. Six, the project will be served by site wells. Seven, the development complies with Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density, single-family dwelling subdivision. Eight, the development will include approximately 1.34 acres of open space, which is a significant portion of the total acreage of the site. Nine, the subdivision will become an addition to the adjoining Pinewater Farms subdivision, and this subdivision has been received approval for 51% of Pinewater Farms lot owners and annexation to the subdivision. 10, the preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 11 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a unified homeowners association with the existing Pinewater Farm subdivision responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and the location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. D, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 30 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project, except that no forested or landscape buffer shall be required along the perimeter of the project where the sewer easement is located. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all these areas. E, the subdivision shall be served by Sussex County Sewer Service. F, the subdivision shall be served by individual private wells. G, street design shall meet or exceed DLDOT standards. This shall include interconnectivity with the existing Pine Water Farms development. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, no Saturday work. J, a revised site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is second. My motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-4 Sloan Family Properties for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1881, Norman Stephen Price Revocable Trust, also known as Lakelands.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1881 for Stephen Norman for a change in zoning from GR, General Residential, to a GR, RPC, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently zoned GR, General Residential. Two, this land use application involves the same lands that were the subject of CZ number 1602, which was an application for a change of zone from AR1 to GR-RPC approved by Sussex County Council on December the 5th, 2007. The prior approval allowed for 111 single family lots and 154 residential duplex units, but the project was never built and the approval expired. Three, the proposed development will have 41 single-family lots and 138 townhomes. The proposed density is 2.5 units per acre, which is significantly less dense than the prior application and is less than the maximum density permitted by GR zoning. Four, the proposed design and density of this RPC is consistent with nearby zoning and land uses. Five, the County Engineering Department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project, a GR-RPC. Central water will also be provided. Six, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. This project will maintain 21.6 acres of open space exclusive of wetlands and 15.94 acres of non-tidal wetlands, which will remain undisturbed. Seven, there are non-tidal wetlands on site which have been delineated and the delineation has been approved by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. There will be no wetlands in lots or townhouse pad sites. Additionally, there will be a voluntary minimum 25-foot buffer from non-tidal wetlands and a minimum 40-foot buffer from the waters of the Beaver Dam tax ditch. Eight, the project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding community. There are existing developments in the immediate area with similar characteristics. Nine, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in an environmentally sensitive developing area. 10, while there were concerns expressed during the public hearing about drainage, the Sussex Conservation District will perform a thorough review of the project with the project's engineers to address stormwater and drainage on the site and how it leaves the site. This should result in a drainage improvement for the area from what currently occurs on the undeveloped land that does not have any stormwater system in place. 10,
11. Opposition also expressed concerns about traffic in the area, but the developer has consulted with DelDOT, and DelDOT will require the developer to construct improvements to Lizard Hill Road. The applicant will be required to meet all DelDOT improvement requirements. 12. The applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. 13. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A. The maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 179, of which 41 shall be single-family lots and 138 shall be townhomes. Townhomes number 1 through 6 shall be relocated away from Lizard Hill Road. B. A homeowners association shall be formed to provide the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of buffers, stormwater management facilities, streets, amenities, and other common areas. C. All entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed in accordance with DelDOT's requirements or in accordance with any further modifications required by DelDOT based on its review of the traffic impact study. D. The RPC shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications to the County Engineering Department. E. The RPC shall be served by Central Water for drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. F. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. G. Interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. There shall also be street lighting and sidewalks on at least one side of the streets within the RPC. H. No wetlands shall be included with any individual lots. Any wetland buffers required by Section 115-93B shall be shown on the final site plan. Non-tidal wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas with a minimum 25-foot buffer. I. All amenities shall be completed and open to use by the residents of the development prior to the issuance of the 75th building permit. J. A 20-foot wide vegetated buffer shall be established along the perimeter of the site. This may include existing trees. K. If requested by local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided by the entrance of the development, with a location and any related parking to be approved by the school district's transportation supervisor. The location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. L. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County mapping and addressing departments. M. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. N. Final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscape and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. In addition, the developer shall preserve as many trees as possible, with all preserved tree areas shown on the final site plan. O. The preliminary site plan and final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. P. Construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill to and from the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday, and only between the hours of 7 and 6 p.m. Q. Deep Pond Lane shall be constructed to the eastern property line of the project to promote interconnectivity with other lands. R. Deed restrictions and other covenants and condominium documents shall reference that agricultural activities exist nearby, and the agricultural protection notice shall be included in the restrictions, covenants, and other documents.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1881, Norman Stephen Price Revocable Trust, Lakelands, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2171, Lisa St. Clair.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2171 for Lisa M. St. Clair for a dog bakery with storage and warehouse based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this applicant proposes to operate a dog bakery with storage and warehouse on her property, which consists of 5.40 acres. The property will primarily be used for the applicant's residence. Two, the dog bakery will be used to bake dog treats and to store materials and products used at the applicant's main facility located off-site. Three, the dog bakery will produce no dust emissions or vibrations. Odor from the facility will be limited. Four, the use as a dog bakery with storage and warehouse at this location is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Five, the project with the conditions and stipulations so placed upon it will not adversely affect area roadways. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. B, any dumpster shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster locations shall be shown on the final site plan. C, no more than 7 employees shall be permitted at the dog bakery. D, all baking must be conducted indoors. E, the site shall be subject to all DelDOT entrance and roadway requirements. F, handling and disposal of all waste from the dog bakery shall comply with all local, state, and federal laws, rules, and regulations. G, the dog bakery hours shall only be from 6 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and there shall not be any weekend hours. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall clearly show the area set aside for parking. That's it.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2171, Lisa St. Clair, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, who seconded that one?
I did.
Thank you.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. During the proceeding, Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Also, during the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.